Hi,
Hello.
this is Scott.
Hey,
Hi.
Scott. This is Abigail with Archdell Fiber. Can you hear me better now?
Absolutely. I'm not certain what was going on before, but I hear you totally clear.
All right, no problem. How can I help you today?
So I got a like a advertisement in the mail, and I would like to set up service.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you set up service. First, let me check your address. Could you go ahead with your address, please?
Sure, it's 16 Summer Street, and that is in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Sure.
I'm just checking on the in-service date for your location, just to make sure that we
Gotcha.
do have service right now. You said you got a flyer in the mail?
Yes.
Okay, so more than likely we are. And you said you're in Kingston, correct?
Yeah, you guys, I guess your office or whatever you would call it is about 5 minutes from where I live.
Okay. Let me check. He said Summer Street. Okay, there we go. All right, so we definitely do service your area and can sign you up for service. Are you interested in a specific service? We have the 1 gig available and the 2 gig.
Oh, I didn't know you had that. Let's see, what is, I'm kind of looking to go with the one that says $69.99 a month.
Okay, so the 1 gig fiber internet, that's $79.99, but we do have a promotion now where you can get $10 off if you sign up with AutoPay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing. And we have the 2 gig, that's $99.99, and you can get $10 off that as well.
Okay. I'd probably just go with the other one because I'm imagining you're obviously going to be faster than the cable internet I have right now.
That is correct. So you want to go ahead with the 1 gig?
Yeah, that should be good for me.
Okay. And how big is your home?
It is a 3-floor dwelling.
Do you have any extenders?
Extenders. Oh, like a range extender? I do not.
All right. Are you interested in getting any Wi-Fi extenders? It's an additional $7.99 per month.
I don't have any problems with signals, so basically on the it's 3 floors, but one of them is a basement. And where their service is now, I'm not sure how it'll all be hooked up, but where it is now, I on the main floor, the upstairs is fine. We just have oh God, the wireless router. Do you guys provide a wireless router? Like, I have no idea how your service is different from Spectrum. Maybe you could tell me that.
Yeah, so you'd be getting a modem and a router. So you'd get the ONT gateway and also you'd get the router as well.
And that's going to be a wireless router, correct?
That is correct.
I wouldn't need an extender. I mean, the cable service is fine. I know fiber is better and it's actually cheaper. So that's
Okay.
my whole reason for calling.
Definitely. So we can just set you up with no extenders. Are you interested in getting the phone service?
No, because we both have cell phones, so that wouldn't be something that I would need.
Okay, and just to confirm the address, it's 16 Summer Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
We own, like my girlfriend owns it. I live with her, but she owns it.
Okay. All right. And the utility wires, how is it feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
That I don't know. Say that again. So you're asking how it comes in already, the like how
Your
the Spectrum.
power cable, spectrum, is it through the air or under the ground?
Ooh, I think it's from the pole, and then I
Okay.
think it goes.
It's okay if you're not sure.
Yeah, I can ask if you want to hold on 1 second. I can see. Do you know if the spectrum comes from the pole or is it underground? You don't know that, do you, from outside? Don't worry about it. We're not sure.
All right. No
it's
problem.
All right.
That's fine. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And could you go ahead with your first name, please? Spell it for me, please.
Yes. That's fine. So it's S-C-O-T-T, Scott. My last name is Record, and the spelling of that is like a record you would keep on file.
Okay. Email address that you'd like to add.
So that's going to be S. S is in Scott, so it's srecord99@gmail.com. So first initial, last name, the number 99.
Okay, and your primary phone number?
It's going to be the one that I'm on. I don't know if you see that or if you want me to read it out.
Yes, I'm saying it. That's okay.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please.
Sure, take your time.
So that's 845-476-0235.
Yes.
Give me one moment.
That's all right.
How may we contact
all
you? Phone, email, or text?
Any of those is fine. I guess whatever you'd like.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read you some disclosures for them. So for the text at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates by opting in. To receive text messages, you'd be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. And you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's probably the way that I'll notice it the fastest.
Okay. All right. And just to go over the order, you have a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig, no Wi-Fi extenders or the phone service. The service address is 16 Summers Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Correct.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. It's just to see if you are who you say you are and just to see if a deposit is required. You can choose to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit.
No, you just do that if you have to do that. That's totally fine.
Okay. Could you go ahead with your social security number, please?
Okay, so that's going to be 116-72-6726.
Okay, I'm just going to put some information in.
Sure. Is it okay if I ask you some questions while you're doing that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So can I schedule an appointment? Because most of it, like during the week, I'm at work. Can I ask for it to be installed on a certain day, or how does that work?
Yeah, so usually once I'm finished with your order, then I would just go ahead and set up your installation date and time. So you can usually choose any day differently from Sundays.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Oh, that's, yeah, oh, totally, that's totally fine. Yes, I'm home Monday and Tuesday, and the rest of the week I work. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you said no Sunday, but the rest of the week, yeah, so that would work for me.
Okay, all right, so no deposit is required.
Okay.
So that's good. And can I sign you up to get the discount for the $10 off?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay. And you'd be using checking or savings is $10 off, but with your credit or debit card, it's $5 off.
I could use a checking.
Okay. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the account number.
Okay, you're going to
the
need the
routing
routing in
number.
the account, right? Okay. So the routing number is 221-971-264.
And the account number?
That's going to be 567-066-863.
567-066-863.
That is correct.
Name on the account?
It's going to be my name.
And it's a checking account. Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
And how did you hear about Arch Top Fiber? The mail?
Yes, but also I think I see the trucks very often in town, and I've actually wanted fiber for a long time. So I see the trucks, yeah.
Okay. And is there anything that a technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank?
I don't think any of that. Let me just check with my girlfriend. I don't think there's anything to have to worry about hitting.
Okay.
Just give me a second. So, like, when they come to install it, there's no septic tanks or anything that they have to worry about hitting something with the truck, right? There's nothing out there that's, like, exposed. Yeah. Way in the back.
There's a septic down here towards the end of the driveway. There's a septic underneath there. I don't think it's any problem. There's been trucks getting out of there.
No, there's nothing that's not like. There's nowhere where they drive the truck. There's something like in the back of the property, but there's not anything where they would have the vehicle.
Right,
in fact, I think they were like, yeah, I mean, I think my neighbor got this done and they were just in the road, so I don't think it's any kind of problem.
All right, so all I need to do now is just to read you a couple of disclosures and then I'll just set up a dating time for you, okay?
Sure.
So for the disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect to your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The Ointy Gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on the website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Sure.
All right, and now for a date and time. The earliest we have available is on the 16th and any day after that except on Sundays.
Okay, so let me just look at my calendar here, and then I'll tell you what date works best. So the 8th, wait, I'm on the wrong month here. Hold on. You said the first date available is the 16th?
Yeah, that's a Monday, next week Monday.
That would work fine.
Okay. Do you want a morning time or evening time?
Morning would be good.
Okay. So about 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
That's fine. Yes, I'll be here. I'll be awake.
All right. No problem. So please confirm the appointment September 16, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Your name is Scott Record. Your email is srecord99@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. So now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be getting two emails from Archtop. So one would be the confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account. That's where you'd have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. Okay?
Got you. Got you. So let me ask you before we hang up, if they have to put something in the ground, what kind of, are we talking about they got to bust through the pavement or like the street, or like how does that work?
Well, it depends on how they do decide to do it. So usually the day before, once they come, they'll decide if they'll go aerial or underground. But if they do decide to go underground, yes, they would run a cable underground. But if they do dig, for example, if you have grass or anything like that, they'll just make sure that everything is done properly, is covered up properly.
Okay.
Once they're finished.
Okay, yeah, because they would definitely be able to go in the ground. And so does the fiber line run right through the house, right to the, like, the modem itself? Does it do that too?
So they do it on the side of the walls and then into your home.
Okay, because that's something different than, I actually took a lot of electric when I was in school. And I don't think that Verizon used to do it that way. That's why I asked the question. It was like bottlenecks from the pole in. But anyway, so this is good news that you gave me. And my girlfriend's telling me it runs from the pole, the old service.
Yeah, so it just depends. So they'll come and they'll see what's going on. Usually if they can run underground, they'll go ahead and run it underground. And
okay.
If it's a case that you want it to be done aerial, they can go ahead and do it aerial as well. So it's up to you.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. I just want to know what I'm getting into. You know, I just
yeah,
want
because
them here
it's just,
and, you know what I mean?
It just depends on the landscape. If it's the case that it's a home with a lot of trees, or it just depends on the landscape itself. But most times
okay.
They go ahead and do it underground.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great then. So I will see them between 8 and 10. And you said I'm going to get an email, correct?
That is correct. You'll get two emails.
Okay, and do I have to confirm in that? Do I, like, need to?
No, your appointment is set for Monday, and you'd also get another text just to let you know once your technician is on its way.
Okay.
But you
and
can
then
go
I'll
ahead and sign up on your customer account, your Archtop customer account. You get the logins to do that.
Okay, and you also said, I don't know if you can still hear me. I think my tooth cut out.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. Yeah,
can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Can I hear? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. My headset just died, and then I don't know, it like turned itself off and came back on. And then you just said to make sure to keep the other service until we know that this one is working.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I've asked you a lot of questions. I'm all set if you are.
Yes, I'm all set. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, thank you. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome, Scott. Have a
You too. Thanks.
Great one, and thank you for coming on.